Hallelujah. Well, get your Bible out. Hope you brought your Bible. It's always good to bring your Bible to church. Somebody might open it, at least at this one. Of course, Pastor Jim will give you the scripture, but he may get to it at the end of the message. Pastor, did you read the scripture? Oh, yeah. Preach all around it. Hallelujah. Psalms. Psalms chapter 122. You know, when you fold over your page so you can find it, you can't find it still, that's not very good. Hallelujah. Well, the Psalms, listen, the Psalms are good for you. The Psalms will teach you how to move out of your flesh and into the Spirit. Amen? We talked about this the last time, and we're going through Psalm 120, and we'll see if we get through to about 130, not today. But just the Holy Spirit uses David and other writers to show you what it is to begin from the... Where is this thing? Well, praise the Lord. Y'all pray for me. Can't find my notes. You ever been there, Mary? Amen. All right. Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word, which is able, the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. It transforms us from one degree of glory to the next. Father, we're looking into the face of Jesus when we look into the word. And Father, we thank you that this Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So Father, this morning we thank you that we are ready to receive your Word. And Father, we thank you that we need the Word. We need the Word of God. We need the Word of God which is ignited by the Spirit which indwells us. And the Spirit which indwells us causes us to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And so, Father, we thank you that that's us. That's us. That's a promise. And so, Father, we walk in the promises. And because every promise in Him, in Christ Jesus, is yes and amen. And everybody said? Well, see, there you have it. All right, let's look here. Psalm 122. And, all right, who's got the microphone back there? Dave? Praise the Lord. Huh? Yeah, hand that to somebody, will you? Are you got a Bible back there? You don't. Well, brother, how can you run the sound without a Bible? I don't know how you can do that. You don't know who to turn on and turn off. Hey, man, give it to a guy with a Bible, like Russell. Russell's got one. Praise the Lord. Psalm 122, Russell, I want you to read it, please. With feeling. It's like I said, don't read it like you do when you're reading in the morning, you know, and you're on a stopwatch and you get done, you know, with 15 verses in 15 seconds. Amen. Oh, I did my Bible reading this morning. Glory to God. I know you got to get to work. All right, go ahead and read Psalm 122, please.
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment and thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We've talked about before when the Psalms will begin many times. In this particular case, he begins with, I was glad. So many times, if you ever read the Psalms, it says, Lord, help! Verse 1 is, Lord, help! But this is a series of Psalms that really brings you into the presence of the Lord. This section of the Psalms. And what he says here, I was glad when they said to me. Now, don't check your feelings. I'm always going to take you back to Hebrews chapter 4, which says, the Word of God, say it, the Word of God divides between soul and spirit. So that means you must have a soul and you must have a spirit. Amen? So much of the church is based, their teaching is based on body and soul. And that's why people are confused as to whether they're even saved or not, because their activity in their soul and their thought life in their soul is like, well, I don't know whether I'm saved or not, just based on what I'm thinking. My thoughts are messed up. But see, God has already said by His Word that as many have received Him, to Him gave He the power to become the sons of God. You, having received Jesus Christ, have been born from above, from the heart. From the heart, from yours. You have a new heart, a new spirit. Now, you have a mind, Romans 12, 2, that says that you are transformed, that you are changed by the renewing of your mind. So your mind is included in what is trained and informed typically by the world and your walk through the world, which is your mind, your will, and emotions. Your mind, your will, and your emotions are informed by everything that goes on around you and in the world. Your spirit, which informs your soul, is understood and taught by the Word of God. Your spirit, His spirit. Your spirit and His spirit are one spirit. If you'll read John chapter 17, Jesus' prayer is that they may be one, Father, as you and I are one. Amen? They are one spirit. And now, guess what? You, by virtue of the fact that you've been born again, you are one spirit with Him. I am one spirit with Jesus. I'm not separated from Him because of the things that my soul has thought a thing or even my body has sinned. We have a covenant with the Father. We have an advocate who is Jesus Christ, our attorney, which when we go and receive forgiveness, amen? He says we are forgiven. When we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins. When we what? Confess. Say confess. Yeah. When we confess. It didn't say when you ask for forgiveness, did it? He said when we confess our sins. So that covenant is not, well, it's iffy. You know, if God is in a good mood, He might forgive me today. No, you are forgiven today. Amen? You come to the Lord, you confess your sin, it's forgiven. Amen? You are forgiven. So many people just hang out and just, they're struggling over, oh, I hope God forgives me. Amen? You ever seen that before? People are just, they're just not knowing whether God forgave them or not. That's an enemy. That is an enemy telling you that, well, you haven't done enough. That's doing penance. That's doing works. That's doing things that will bring forgiveness. Jesus already did all that. How many know Jesus did all that was necessary for forgiveness from sin? Amen? So I'm forgiven. So that covenant is, when I confess my sin, that is, I recognize the fact that I have actually gone out and sinned against the Lord. When I confess that sin, He is faithful and just to forgive me. So I want you to know this morning that when you confess your sin, you're forgiven for that moment. Amen? No more guilt. Give it up. Guilt is so comforting. It makes you feel like you've done something. Isn't it? You ever seen that? It just makes you feel like you're working hard to be pleasing to God. Anybody know? I mean, some people may not notice that, but I'll tell you, some of you do. Nod your head if you do. Guilt is really, it's almost a comfort to you because you feel like, you know, you're really repentant. Amen? Now, God said, no, I hate that. I hate that. What I love is for you to receive my Son. What I love is for you to receive my work, what I've already done. And so that gets back to the first scripture. It says, I was glad when they said to me. I wasn't trying to be glad. I wasn't trying to get my get my mind around it. That's a separation right there. Who's the I? My spirit. The I is my spirit. Also, besides that, the spirit is actually you. That's your number one primary. Amen? Praise the Lord. I don't do this very often. Pastor Jim's the big artist, right? Is this thing going to woo at me, Dave? Woo. Amen. So here's spirit. Here is soul. Here's body. Now, before you're born again, spirit, soul is number one and body is number two. Once you become born again, I want you to know this. Spirit is number one. This guy goes to number two. This guy knows number three. This guy does whatever this guy says or whatever this guy says. Amen? Your body just wanders around following what? Who's your master? Amen? Your body's following around. Who's your master? Who's your master? Is the enemy your master? Is your body your master? Or is the Holy Spirit your master? Because he knows everything that is beneficial and a blessing to you. So, I was glad from the heart, my spirit was glad, I'm going to say it that way, when they said to me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Remember over in the Hebrews where it says that do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I'm talking to the preaching of the choir here. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, certainly as much as you see the day approaching. When the day of the Lord is approaching further, if you see things going on in the world and things are going nuts and crazy and popes are resigning. You never saw a pope resign. What was that? You know? Who's this? And who is this next guy? We don't know. And we don't care. Because all we care about is what the Lord is doing. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't be worried about popes. Praise the Lord. Don't be worried about Dan Rather. Is he still around? Yeah. Don't be worried about the news. Face the Nation's on this morning. So you got to watch Face the Nation and Meet the Press on Sunday morning, or you can come to church and find out what's going on. Amen? Isn't that powerful? Face the Nation. That was a great name. But you want to face the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen? You want to meet Jesus. You want to meet with Jesus. So, see, I mean, these Psalms are great already. We hadn't even got out of the first line. I was glad when they said to me, so my heart was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now, we're going to be talking about the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within your gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Where's the place that God chose to put his name? You remember that? He chose to put his name there. Guess where else he's chosen to put his name now? Right here. Amen. He's chosen to put his name here. He's living on the inside of here. He's chosen to put his name on you, as you are the body. The Bible says that we are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, who should show forth the praises of him. Amen? You're a holy nation. Say it. I'm a holy nation. Were you praying for yourself this morning when you were praying for the nations? This is the holy nation praying for the peace of Jerusalem is right here in this verse. All right? Our feet shall stand. We had a sermon a while back or a series on standing. Our feet shall stand within your gates. Amen? So you're standing. Now, who makes you to stand? The Lord makes you to stand. You don't stand on your own. Amen? Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. What's truth? The Word of God. Who's the Word became flesh? Jesus. Amen? It all ties back. It all ties back to the Word of God. The Word which created the world is the same Word which keeps you and connects you to one another and to the Lord. The Word of God created everything that is. He was in the beginning. There was nothing in the beginning before Him. Amen? He wasn't created by anybody. Praise the Lord. The Word was from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He actually still is God. Amen? Anybody remember the Ten Commandments, old Yul Brynner? His God is God. I love that. Isn't it good when the enemy figures it out and says it? His God is God. That's it. How many know your God is God? Dave? Praise the Lord. Amen. How many of y'all going to Uganda? Three of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, Dave's going to Uganda. Dave, Shannon, Abby, right? Mom and oldest girl. Janet's going. I don't know what I'm going to do. My dad doesn't know what he's going to do when she's gone, so, you know. Praise the Lord. Good thing she'll only be gone for a short period. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Who else? Anybody else going to Uganda this time here in this house? I think they got room. They actually do stay in a hotel. They don't stay out in the street. Amen. It's great. Praise the Larry, Barb, y'all ought to go. Be great. School's out. Barbara, school's out. You can go. It's June. You'll love it. I know you want to go. Just get Larry to go. All right. Our feet shall stand, verse 2, within your gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet shall stand. So we're standing. We're standing. We're not falling down. We're not without strength. We're not without hope. Our feet are standing within His gates. Jerusalem is builded. Now here's you. This is you, the city. This is you, the holy city. Is builded as a city that is compact together. Well, if you'll read back in Ephesians, and he talks about how the gifts are given so that the congregation of the righteous, the church of God, is raised up and builded together as a holy habitation for the Lord. Amen? That's who you are. That's who you are. Let's look. I'm going to flip over there real quick because I want to look at it. I just like looking at it. See, Ephesians chapter 4. It says the he gave some apostles and prophets. It's Ephesians 4:11 and following. And some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. So he just put you in business. Amen? Amen. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, for the purpose of building up the body of Christ. Now, see, that's what we're talking about. Here is over here is a city that's compact together. Because we're going to read further. Verse 13 Ephesians 4. So for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That for this purpose, that we hereafter be no more children. You see that soul up there? That we be no more children. That's who we're talking about. Tossed to and fro. You ever had that go on in your head?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Amen? Now, whether I know what to do, I'm not going to say that I don't. I'm going to say that He has given me wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord has made unto me wisdom. So I'm not going to say I don't know what to do. I'm going to say the Lord is showing me what to do. Amen?
Amen.
Don't give Him an inch.
Amen.
The enemy will take, you give Him an inch, He'll take a mile.
Right.
He will say to you, you don't know what to do, and you'll just run with it. You go, I don't know what to do. Amen? I'm talking to your head. Your head, if it's like mine, is a mess. Get back to the Word of God. Get back to His promises. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I am as a city, build it up. Look here. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Verse 14, that we from now on be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. That just means the cheating of men, the deception of men, and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait, there it is, to deceive. But rather, instead of that, we're like this, but speaking the truth. Instead of being tossed to and fro, and riding around in a, like you're at Six Flags, you're established, speaking the truth in love. What happens then? May grow up. If you'll speak the truth in love, guess what? You'll begin to grow. You speak the truth in love, you begin to grow. You begin to grow. Amen? Now, listen, I want to tell you something. You know, people look at these things and go, well, you know, what God's commands. You know what I'm saying? Is people get into the command thing, and the enemy gets you command-based rather than love-based, right? The enemy gets you command-based rather than love-based. Why do your parents, when you're, like I said, under 12, why do they give you a law? Why would they do that? To protect you. Amen. Praise the Lord, said the lady who's my age. No, she's not my age. She's Janet's age. Praise the Lord. I'm just saying she's got kids who are my kids' age. Am I digging a hole or what? Praise the Lord. Amen. Glad Debbie loves me. That's great. Used to. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. All right. So now you look. That's why you have a law for kids, is to protect them. But see, now we begin to grow up. Baby may grow up. So his desire is for you to grow up, not as a law so you do what he says just because he wants you to do it, but it's so that you will live in fullness, so you will live in power, so you will live in joy without grief and without fear. Amen? See, that's why he's changing your mind. Your mind must be changed, because you'll be in fear, you'll be in deception, you'll be in anger toward your brethren and your sisters. You'll be angry with people who have done things to you rather than having grown up into him in all things, speaking the truth in love. See, what that does, it changes lives. Amen? That's like forgiveness. The person who, if you walk in unforgiveness, somebody did something to you and you're carrying that thing around, you know that's a ball and chain, right? If you're walking around in unforgiveness, that's not hurting them, that's hurting you. That's slowing you down, amen? So we just forgive right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just forgive everybody right now. Yes, especially that one. Yeah, that one, the big one. Yeah. Amen. Especially the person that's already dead. And I can't go to that person. I'll forgive that one too. Amen? Praise the Lord. You got to forgive them. Right? Amen. The reason you got to forgive them is not so God will be happy and he won't be mad at you. That's not the point. I don't know who you've been hearing preaching, but God's not mad. Amen? He loves you. Jesus said, the Father himself, it's not just nice little sweet Jesus, it's the Father himself who loves you. I'm just here to tell you about it. I'm just here to announce it. You remember if you ever read the Sermon on the Mount? And he's in Matthew chapter 6 especially. He starts talking about your Father. Well, you know who he's talking to. He's talking to the Jews. He's talking to the Jews, just the regular folks. And of course he knows the Pharisees and the Sadducees are out in the crowd trying to get something to hang on him. And he's telling them, he said, your Father in heaven. If you pray to your Father in heaven, not outwardly as the Pharisees do, but if you pray quietly, you go into your closet and pray in secret, pray to your Father in secret, your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. He's talking about your Father. They don't know your Father. They've never even thought of God as Abba, Daddy. See, he's changing their whole mind, amen? He's changing their mentality. He's changing their understanding of God. Because they've been under the law. And as children, Galatians tells us that the law was a schoolmaster bringing us to Christ. But now, having been had the Word of God revealed by the mystery which was hidden from the foundation of the earth, now we come to know and are empowered by an indwelling Holy Spirit who is changing me daily. Are you understanding? Do you now understand? Remember what Jesus says? Oh yeah, we get it. Do you now understand? The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Amen? He gives gifts, pastors, and that's nice. But the Holy Spirit is your teacher. Amen? I mean, you read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will teach you. I'll say something, the Holy Spirit will teach you. Pastor Jim say something. Brother Kent say something. Mary will say something. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Whoo! Hallelujah. All right, now let's finish that little part there. But speaking the truth in love, grow up into all things into him. This is verse 15 of Ephesians 4. Which is the head, even Christ. Now here it is. Here's the compacting. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted, put together, by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every one of you, makes increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. Well, that was good. Y'all just go read that again sometime. Amen. That you can spend a month on that. Praise the Lord. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. That's the part we're talking about right now. That which every joint supplies. You, every one of you is a joint in this case. You know what a joint is that when a mason puts bricks together, that the joint is where those bricks are joined together with the mortar, right? So you're joined together. What's the mortar? The love of God. It's that love of God which binds us and holds us together. Amen? That's the Spirit of the living God. That's the love of God. All right, so we're back over here in Psalm 122. So Jerusalem is builded. Y'all are builded as a city that is compacted together in love for the purpose of building up the body, right? Building up the city. Where the tribes go up. So the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. So when we're compacted together, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord, where I'm built up, where everybody is joined together and encouraging and building up one another. Amen? This is important. This is so powerful. Because you wouldn't think, you know, why do I need to see Ryan? I mean, my gosh, you know, he's okay. I know he's all right, you know, and I'm okay. And no, I need to see him. I need to have fellowship with him. Amen. And just, you know, hug his neck. And we need to encourage and build up one another. Why? Because in this world, there's trouble. But here, we're here to hear the word of the Lord for one another. Amen. We're here to hear the word of the Lord for one another, and to encourage and build up one another. I always tell people recently to get a 911 number for yourself. Amen. Dave, get Jeff on the line. You know, get a 911. Somebody you can call right away and not have a conversation with. Well, how you doing? You don't want to have a conversation. You want a 911. Use somebody. Pray for me now. Encourage me now. Amen? That's the kind of number you need. You need somebody who will encourage you now, not just chatter. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. You want encouragement. You want the word of the Lord. You want prayer right now. Amen? When you call 911, you ever call 911 anybody? They don't want to talk about your mother. Yeah, they don't want to have a conversation with you about what's for supper. Amen? They don't. They want to have, they want, it's business. So I want every one of you to have somebody you can call for business. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. That's how you build up one another. All right. Look here at verse 5. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Set thrones of judgment. Okay, so we're in the house of the Lord. There are set thrones of judgment. There is the word of the Lord to one another. The word of the Lord will judge what you're doing and what you're thinking. Amen? And when you fellowship with one another, that judgment will touch you. When you're fellowshipping around the word of God, not just around baseball, amen, that word of God will judge your heart and convict you and transform you. Amen? There are set thrones of judgment. The thrones of the house of David. Anybody remember what happened to David? When Nathan the prophet came in? You the man. And he didn't mean it in a good way. He said, you are the man. There's a guy out here who just stole from some guy and committed adultery with his wife and you know, killed the guy. Well, let's get him and throw him in prison and kill him. That man shall die. That's you. Uh-oh. This thing is known. Amen? The Holy Spirit knows it. And the reason David was convicted, the reason David sent, number one, he wouldn't hear. He wouldn't listen. So he brought somebody else. You need to pray for somebody to come and give you the word of the Lord. He's set thrones of judgment, and they're available to you. You just want to show up. Amen. You want to show up and get the oil changed. You want to show up and you want to show up for maintenance. Amen. You need to show up. Get things straight. And the reason, listen, back up. Somebody's going to make a law out of this. All right? There is a law of gravity. It works. It blesses me. Unless I go to the top of Bass Tower number one and hop off, then it will not bless me. Amen. Because I have not listened to the Holy Spirit. I am testing the law of God. You know what? It works. So what the Holy Spirit wants me to do is take advantage of what He has put in the earth as far as laws to bless me, laws to cause me to rejoice. In other words, my flesh, listen, yeah, you know, we've talked about, we were teaching about the chairs, is that chair number one is your sinful state. Chair number two is, you want to skip chair number two. Chair number two is a detour. It's hypocrisy. Chair number two is, hey, I'll just improve and God will like me. Now you want to skip that one. That's the detour that 9/10 of the church goes. Especially those who have heard, legalism and religion. Just shape up. God's not interested in you shaping up. He wants to do the shaping up. Amen? If you think God wants you to shape up, you're dead wrong. You have got this wrong. Amen? God wants to shape you up. He wants to do the work. It's His work. He started it. He's going to finish it. Amen? Amen. So He wants repentance. And then faith. Walking in faith. And then when trouble comes, see, that's the chair most people don't like. They just want to back up when trouble comes. Trouble is okay for you in your flesh because it shows you that you can rejoice through anything. Amen? I know you guys, Ken and Mary have been through some stuff. But they learned how to rejoice because that's where the blessing was. Amen? That's where the blessing was. In fact, that's where you grow. That's where you become strong, is when you're rejoicing in trouble. Amen? You know, 2 Corinthians 4:8 says that we're troubled on every side. We have the treasure in an earthen vessel that the glory may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. See, there's that soul or spirit thing again. I'm not in distress. That's number one talking. Number two would be saying, boy, I'm stressed. I'm stressed, sister. And then my sister or my brother would say to me, no, you're not. You're in Christ. You're not stressed. You're not distressed. I'm perplexed. A lot of you are perplexed. Some of these scriptures just speak immediately to your soul. Amen? I'm perplexed. I'm confused. What does that mean? I'm confused. I don't even know which way is up, but I'm not in despair. Soul, spirit. Perplexed, that's the soul. I'm not in despair. That's the spirit. Amen? See, the Word of God doesn't just divide between soul and spirit in that one verse. It actually does it all over the place. He says right here at that first verse in chapter 1:22, it says, I was glad when they said to me. Again, separate between soul and spirit. Just because you didn't feel like getting out of bed Sunday morning doesn't mean that you weren't glad to be in the house of the Lord. Your heart was jumping up and down at the thought of coming and seeing Pastor Dave. Amen? Or at least Pastor Jim. Or at least Dave Borchardt. You know, you would come see Dave B. Amen? Because these are your brothers and your sisters, and this is where life is. Amen? Well, yeah, but I hate that sister. No, you don't. That's the soul, dummy. That's the soul. Amen? The only person you hate is the devil. Amen? All of your hatred is dedicated to Him. Amen. All right, so there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David, and He tells you, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love you. Amen. Twofold. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the city. Amen. The people of God. God's people. The people that God chose to place His name. The people of Israel. Amen. In which you are what? Grafted in. You are grafted into that branch. The church is... Israel is not grafted into the church. The church is grafted into Israel. Did you read the scriptures? The church is grafted into God's people. God started the people there. That's the branch. That's the tree. So you're grafted into that plan. Amen? That's where you're grafted in. So pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the holy city. The holy city, the city with foundations that Abraham was looking for. Amen? And it wasn't the physical city. It was the holy city. It was the holy city. Amen? So pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love you. You know what? You're going to prosper. I don't know how much money you're going to have. You may have a lot of money. Praise the Lord. God bless you. That'd be awesome. Amen. Amen. And you'll know exactly what to do with it too. Amen. You'll be wise. You won't be foolish. Amen. So you'll know what to do with that. But they shall prosper. You know what? Prosperity is everything. Salvation, the word sozo, salvation is every portion of your life. Amen? In other words, you're going to walk in joy and not be in distress. That again, that scripture back there in 2 Corinthians 4:8 says, you know, we're troubled on every side, but not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're forsaken, but not. You know what? I have this so well. I embarrass myself when I forget it. Amen. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. So every time the enemy says one thing, what did Jesus say? But you know, he said, it is written. It is written. It is written. The devil said one thing. Jesus said, no, it is written. It is written. The Word of God, the indwelt, the engrafted Word of God, which is what? Able to what? Save your soul. So your heart's already saved, but your soul needs saving today. Amen? Every day, your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions needs saving today from itself, from its stupid thoughts, from its selfish thoughts, from its lascivious thoughts, from those things. Because this is, Bible says flesh is flesh is flesh is it doesn't improve. Amen? What's happening to this? It's perishing. It's perishing. This is perishing too, but the Spirit of God is renewing my mind. Girding my loins about with truth. Amen? Girding my loins about with truth. Amen? So the part of me that brings life into the world is renewed. Amen? In truth. Praise the Lord. All right, let's keep looking, finish up here. Verse 6 again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love you. Peace be inside your walls and prosperity inside your palaces. So that's the blessing. That's the blessing. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within you. It's important for you to say things. Yeah. Amen? It's important for you to say things. First of all, yeah, I get everybody, you know, if they're baptized in the Holy Spirit, I get them to pray until they can hear themselves in their own ears, not just move your little lips. Say it so you can hear it in your own ears. Amen? See, faith is built up by the Word. Faith is built up by the Word. So speak. Say things. You need to say things. You need to talk to yourself when you're driving. Amen? You need to talk to yourself when you're driving. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need to talk to yourself. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, on top of all of these things that I've said about peace being to Jerusalem, I'll say, peace be within you. So I'm talking to myself, and I'm talking to y'all. Amen. Amen? Peace be within you. Peace be within you. You receive that? Say, yes, I do. Say, peace is within me. Say it. Peace is within me. Amen. Peace is within me. All right. See, I'm teaching you how to talk. Amen. Don't just think about it. My goodness. That's what got you in trouble in the first place, is thinking. Because, verse 9, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek, talking to the city, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. I will seek your blessing. You remember there was a portion when the children of Israel were in captivity, and he told them to bless the city where they were and to seek its prosperity. It's just the city that they were in at the time. Because you know what? That's what changes. That's what changes the environment. Is you are speaking those things over that city that you're dwelling. We're in a temporary city right now, amen. I mean, this world, we're in a temporary city. But we dwell in heaven. We dwell in heaven. We live in heaven. How many live in heaven today? Hallelujah. Philippians 3:20, go read it. For our manner of living, the word conversation means the way we live is in heaven. We live like we're in heaven already, which we do, which we are. I'm living in heaven. I'm just living in heaven. Amen? So don't try to live in the earth. Don't try to live in the world. I don't care if you go to college. That's fine. I don't care if you go get a good job. That's good too. Praise the Lord. All a job is you're feeding your gospel machine. Amen? That's not who you are. That's just what you do. And money's helpful to feed your family and feed your body and keep you going day after day. But that's what's necessary here on the earth. That's what's necessary to keep your body going, to keep you preaching and keep you disseminating the gospel. Amen? That's who you are. You got to know who you are, and you got to know what this world is. Amen? This world is just temporary. It's temporary, and it's a place where you're bringing people with you to Jesus. You're bringing people into the kingdom of heaven. That's all this is. That's all it is. Heard a Baptist preacher say this is the dressing room for heaven. It's just a dressing room. This isn't even the show. This isn't even the main event. The show hadn't even started. Amen? Hey, y'all getting married next week, right? Is Jesus the foundation of your marriage? Praise the Lord. That's it. Amen. It's still happening, right? Next Saturday. I'll be there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good. Amen. Were you blessed this morning? Well, good. You must have heard the word. You must have listened to the word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we just love you. We're excited to come into your presence. Father, we thank you that I was glad because that's me. I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I am glad when they say to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. So, Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving for it. We thank you for the holy city, which is us. And we thank you for that we're transformed from one degree of glory to the next as we look at the face of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Father, we thank you as we're given this morning that your mercies are new every morning and that the power of God is there. We thank you for jobs, Father. We thank you for the fulfillment of every need. And we just give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.